You already know the feeling. The alarm goes off. You have a plan. But something is missing, some internal ignition that never quite fires. So you wait. You wait for the right mood, the right energy, the right moment. And here is the uncomfortable truth, Lamin, that wait is not preparation. It is the trap itself. Research on human motivation makes this clear. Motivation is not a single unified force. It is a collection of different reasons, goals, and levels of self-regulation, all capable of producing the same behavior through entirely different internal pathways. That means the version of motivation you are waiting for, that electric surge of readiness, is only one small corner of a much larger system, and it is often the least reliable corner of all. Think of a child who loves drawing, pure, spontaneous, joyful. Then adults start rewarding the drawing with gold stars and prizes. In a classic experiment, children who received expected rewards for drawing later showed less spontaneous interest in drawing than children who were never promised anything. The reward did not amplify the drive, it replaced it. This is the core tension at the heart of motivation science. Researchers distinguish between intrinsic motivation, doing something because it is inherently interesting or enjoyable, and extrinsic motivation, doing something to achieve a separate outcome. Neither is simply good or bad. But the motivational effect of a reward depends entirely on how it is experienced. Rewards that feel controlling can quietly erode your sense of autonomy and autonomy. The experience of your behavior as genuinely self-chosen rather than externally pressured is one of three basic psychological needs identified by self-determination theory. The other two are competence, feeling effective and capable, and relatedness, feeling meaningfully connected to others. When all three are supported, self-motivation and psychological well-being generally improve. When they are undermined, even the most disciplined person starts to stall. Now, here is where the architecture of action gets interesting for you, Lamin. Most people believe motivation must come before action. Feel inspired, then move. But research on behavior change tells a different story. Repeated behavior in a stable context becomes increasingly automatic over time, reducing the need for deliberate motivational effort. That means action itself generates the conditions for more action. The loop runs in reverse from what most people expect. The key idea is this: you do not need to feel ready to begin. You need to begin in order to feel ready. One practical tool that research supports is the implementation intention, sometimes called an if-then plan. A simple structure like, if it is 7 a.m., then I will walk for 10 minutes, links a specific situation to a planned response. This makes relevant cues more noticeable and the response more automatic. You are not relying on willpower. You are engineering the trigger. Goals matter too, but only when structured correctly. Specific and challenging goals generally produce higher performance than vague instructions like, do your best, provided the person is committed and capable. Goals work by directing attention, increasing effort, encouraging persistence, and pushing people to develop better strategies. Feedback is the essential partner here. It allows you to compare where you are against where you want to be, then adjust. Without feedback, even strong goals drift. And remember, a lapse does not erase progress. Behavior change is better understood as a process involving repetition, context, feedback, and adjustment, not a permanent state of constant motivation. That reframe alone removes enormous psychological pressure. Slipping once is not failure. It is data. The research also shows that autonomous motivation, acting from values you genuinely endorse rather than external pressure, links consistently to stronger persistence, deeper engagement, and greater well-being than controlled motivation does. Identified regulation, consciously valuing an outcome, even if the activity is not enjoyable, and integrated regulation, where a behavior aligns with your broader sense of self, both represent more durable fuel than simple reward chasing. The takeaway from everything you have just heard is this: motivation is not the spark that starts the engine. It is the heat the engine generates once it is already running. Waiting for inspiration before acting is, functionally, waiting for a fire to warm you before you agree to build it. The science is consistent and clear. Action precedes motivation more reliably than motivation precedes action. Lower the activation energy required to start. Use an if-then plan. Choose goals that are specific. Seek feedback. And anchor your effort to needs that are genuinely yours. Autonomy, competence, connection. Do that, Lamine, and you stop depending on a feeling that may never arrive on schedule. You build a system that runs, whether the feeling shows up or not.